Track 1.23.
So, did you do the one with the brick?
Yes.
OK, so how many things did you think of?
Well, I only came up with 6 things.
Only? I think 6 is a lot. What are they then, your 6?
Well, first of all, a paperweight. You know, put it on top of a pile of papers to stop them blowing away when you open the window.
Right, of course. Why didn't I think of that?
Then a doorstop to stop a door banging in the wind. Then something to put your laptop on, make it higher so you don't have to look down at the screen. Then you can use the brick to stand on.
What?
You know, when you're at a concert or something and you can't see, you stand on the brick. That's 4. And the other 2 are a hammer to knock nails into a wall. And lastly, you can put the brick behind the wheel of a car to stop it moving.
You're not serious, are you?
About what?
About using a brick as a hammer. I mean, it's too soft. The brick would break.
Oh, please. It's only a game. Don't take it so seriously.
Yeah, OK. What about the picture one?
I haven't done that one yet. Have you?
Yes, and I got 4 things.
Come on, then. What are they?
Well, I can see 2 people's faces looking at each other if you focus on the trunk, and I can see a tree.
Yes, yes, that's obvious. What else? Come on.
OK, don't be so impatient. A piece of broccoli.
OK, yes, OK. Although any tree could be said to look like a piece of broccoli. And
then lastly, a human brain.
What? How do you see a human brain in this picture?
Can't you see it? Look, there, the top bit, if you ignore the trunk.
Oh, come on. You can't just base it on one part of the picture and ignore the other. That's cheating.
Now who's taking things too seriously?
Yes, sorry. But honestly, who makes these things up? Do you think they really say anything about a person?
Well, they're supposed to show how imaginative you are, and I'm a bit hopeless, so I guess it means I'm not very imaginative.
No, don't be so hard on yourself. What's so creative about thinking of things to do with a brick?
You've got a point, I guess. Fun though, isn't it?